Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everybody. Wow, it's great to be back. We had some interesting stuff last week, so we weren't able to broadcast live, but I think I had 26 different electronic somethings updating at the same time. So that's what happened. We had to get some technical stuff straight. So we are here, and everything seems to be fantastic. I have a lot to share with you, and man, I missed you guys last week. So we want to focus on the energies of August. There's a lot going on in this month of August, okay? I went into meditation. I asked Archangel Michael, because he's the one that is just showing a strong presence of wanting to reach out. They reach out and help us when we ask, so I asked, but that's the one that keeps coming forward for me, and I share with you what I receive about what's going on and how to help us and support us while we're going through a major shift. It is a major shift, but it's a good shift. It might not feel like it sometimes, but I do want to assure you, if you're still here, we're in this for the long haul together, and we're all hanging in there, right? I mean, it is what it is. So I want to welcome everyone that's listening audio, listening through our network, Transformation Talk Radio, which is also streaming our Facebook Live over on Facebook, and I've shared it on my pages if you're looking for it. And I am sharing our live stream with YouTube channel. It's my YouTube channel, and that is also embedded on my website if you don't want to go to YouTube. But we want to welcome everyone. We have the live chats open. We have the phone number, 1-800-930-2819. If you've been going through some things you want to share, or the experience you're having, or you have a question, please feel free to throw it out there. I will get to as many as I can. I have a couple that have already come in from the email bag. I will also address that. And hello over to, I see we're starting to show up over in YouTube chat. So hello to Sharon. It's beautiful to see you there. Now, if you're over in Facebook, I got my buddy over in Transformation Talk Radio Network over there, the producer, Heat Carter. He's watching that stream for me to help me out with that. We have a lot of different things going on with wires and technology, so we want to give it a smooth delivery to you. So he's helping me out with that. So Archangel Michael is mainly the one that I have quite a bit of information and just support to give to you today. Now, let's start with this. Why is this month so big? It has been, you know, we feel like, oh, good grief, it's been going like this for nonstop. Yep, because we're in the huge shift, and it's over a period of time. If you're new to this, this is a metaphysical approach. That's what we're talking about. I have always had a connection with angels, energy healing. I read energy. I feel energy. The angels help me and support me. They always have. That is what I do. I've also had interactions with people that have crossed over, but my primary medium channel, I guess, would be angelic messages. It's just always been that way. And on that note, we're all unique, guys. We do what we do. So I just share with you what I receive, what's helped me, what I experience. You can take it or leave it. It's truly about that. Here we go. All right. First off, we have a few things I want you to think about, which if you haven't really felt like this, you will. Things are popping up in our lives that feel enough's enough, or man, this is that situation, that experience, that commitment, that whatever it is, it's just got to go. It's not working anymore. That kind of thing. I call this focus that Michael brought in, and he's the one that really came through with the title of this, was Break the Chains. Breaking the Chains. Breaking the chains that bind us. I'm sure you've heard that before. We're talking energetic chains. Energetic, what's binding it? What's holding us up on a soul level? Why can't we move through? Why can't we shift? You know, and that's what I want you to think about. First of all, while we're going through the show, when you hear that phrase, break the chains that bind, what's the first thing that comes to your mind in your personal life? You know, think about it to yourself. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Don't second guess it. First thing, you know, like that very first thing, and you go, well, that can't be. But think about it. It may not be in your conscious awareness yet what is going on. So think about it, process it. It will have a clue to what you need to pay attention to. This is tapping into your intuition. I'm all about helping people learn how to practice that and feel confident in that. So your very first thought, you don't want to second guess that when you break the chains. What's holding me back? What's the first thing you think about? Okay, now hold that thought. Now, there was three main things going on in August that we're going to talk about today. First of all, we have several retrogrades going on at the same time. And the retro, it's kind of called the retrograde season, kind of like over here on the East Coast, we have hurricane season, which I'm in right now, living on the East Coast. But we have from June through August, those retrogrades have included, they overlap here and there. We have Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Mars, Neptune, Uranus, and Mercury. We are in Mercury right now. Another thing, there's three different things here. Another one is the Lion's Gate. It's called the Lion's Gate. This is a spirituality, metaphysical thing. It's every year, comes on August 8th. And it's considered to be a gateway to higher realms of consciousness. That was yesterday. Yep, that was yesterday. And then we have a partial solar eclipse. I know, another eclipse on August 11th in Leo. Okay, so we have a lot going on. So I said, Michael, whoa, I just feel like I need to strap my seatbelt on for this because this is crazy. And it shifts, and there's the unexpected. There's those surprises that just finalize that you weren't expecting. And then there's these aha moments that are like, oh, wait, what was that, right? Listen to this because emotions are going to come up. There's been, you know, I mean, I've even found myself doing that. Just random tears. I'm happy. I'm great. Things are going along. And all of a sudden, I just have tears flowing. And I'm thinking, that's different. But I also know it's okay. Let the sensitivity pop up a little bit because tears energetically help you release energy that needs to go away. It helps you process it and keep it flowing properly. So I wanted to give you that heads up. And I'm looking right at my clock. Something said, look at my clock. It's 11:11 on my clock. And what is that? Remember, guys, the 11:11 manifesting. What are you focusing on when you think about 11:11? I'm thinking about good things. I'm here with you. And anyway, I'm on the East Coast, so that's why I'm seeing 11:11 a.m., okay? I know some of you are on the West Coast or somewhere else in the world, but I like to mention it because, and I love it. I chose 11 for my show years ago, honestly, not thinking about that as an energetic number, but it just is. And now August 11, here we go. So we have a lot going on in August. Now, I want to stop and say hello to a couple people arriving over in Facebook. Hello, Gail. Hello, Gail Rivers over in Facebook. And it looks like she's saying, need to hear Michael's message. Ready. Okay. I'm going to start working on questions and answers when we come back from the break. So just hang in there, Gail. And over on YouTube, we have Karen. Hello. Good morning to you. And Marion, hello to you. So guys, it's great to have you here with us. Michael, Archangel Michael, he first of all said, guys, it's like when he came in and I'm thinking there's so many things going on. I felt you could feel this little bit of scatter, like, wait, go do this. Wait, go do that. And I know from the training, let me tell you, feels like wounded warrior something. It feels like wounded healer, whatever you want to call it. You feel like you're going through the school of hard knocks sometimes. Because I get really excited. I have my childlike energy that'll pop up and it's like, ooh, this, ooh, that. And it was like, ground, calm down, take a deep breath. And he's right. It reminds me. Raziel just popped in, by the way. Oh, I love that. I like Raziel. Raziel's cool because he's the one that will come in when you're ready to listen. That's how he works with me. So he's here with Michael now. And I wasn't expecting that. There's my surprise. I was kind of taken back by that. But Michael is saying when you feel that scatteredness and you may feel like you're being lifted up off the ground sometimes with this energy, because what is it? It's a higher frequency consciousness energy. 5D living, fifth dimension, higher frequency, not the old stuff, not the third, not all this pain and suffering. And when you feel, it's just really pouring in right now. When you feel that lift, it's like, oh, I just want to be in that and bask in it and stay in it. However, we have to practice and learn how to stay anchored physically. I know. It's kind of a, what? Yes, you can live in these higher frequencies in your physical, okay? It's starting to shift and change where more and more people, and it's starting to align and perceptions and beliefs and things like that. But it can sometimes feel like it's lifting you like too high before you realize you're off the ground. Now you're not focusing. Now you're not present. That's very important. That's where meditation comes in. Super important. One of the strongest messages he gave me was you have to remind them about the grounding. And if you're not into meditation, there's simple ways to start that. I go through it a lot all the time. But honestly, just feeling your feet on the bottom, feel the bottom of your feet, like in your shoe, on the ground, barefoot's even better. Just, you know, feel the floor, feel the ground. When you start feeling like you can't keep your focus in one spot, like, oh, I can't keep my attention span here. I'm all over the place. Or you just feel like it's foggy. Do that grounding thing. That's the quickest, easiest way I have found to do it because you always have your feet with you. Okay. If for some reason you have situations where some people say, well, how am I going to do that if I'm paralyzed? Your energetic feet are not, does not matter. I don't know. That just came in. So I'm just saying, nope, that doesn't matter because when you have an energetic body, you have your soul body, that is perfectly, everything works. Everything's fine. You just go there. Think about it. It will work. If you love essential oils, frankincense on the bottom of your feet works great. A drop, it's meditative, helps you ground in. You want to think about earth as your friend. Earth and nature or grounding, and they're moving and ascending too in their frequency. Who has had animals behaving differently in the last week? My entire neighborhood, we're like a dog animal friendly neighborhood. I mean, it's just, that's the type of neighborhood it is. Everybody loves the animals here. We live right near Nature Center. So it's just an environment that's very nature connected. And everybody's animals, including my co-host, Emmy, in the last week, I would say within the last 4 or 5 days, behavior was, what are you doing? Why are you being like this? Everybody's animal that I talked to was, I don't know what's up with my dog. I don't know what's up with my, and it's, they feel it too. I just want to make you aware that they feel it too. So what you might be feeling, so are they. They were feeling, what I noticed with my dog was she was feeling a little bit disoriented, unfocused. I mean, it was harder to get her attention. And she keeps seeing things that, you know, aren't there, but they are there. And she's seeing that a lot. Okay. If you have animals kind of looking at things that don't seem to be there, it's because they're connecting to the energy that they're feeling. They can actually help and teach you a lot with that. So with that said, I want to take a quick break now. When I come back, we're going to start really diving in, and I want to share some of these insights that Michael has shared with me. So remember, the grounding was a big deal. It's really not that hard, but you want to ground first, then you can pay attention. So everybody, while we're on break, think about that. Make sure you're grounded. And how do you do that? Use the bottom of your feet and just feel them on the floor. That way, you will be more present to absorb the information that I'm about to deliver to you. Okay? So stay with us, guys. If you're out there, don't hesitate. Please put your questions out there. Give us a call if you have a question. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take that short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
And welcome back to the show. Great having you guys here with us. Okay. Oh, a big shout out over on the YouTube chat. Somebody has a birthday on the solar eclipse. Happy birthday to Sharon. Her birthday's August 11th. So, wow. So you really want to pay attention to this one, because if you have a resonance with some of these dates or some of these energies, you know, if you have Leo going on strong in your chart, something like that, you do want to pay attention because you might feel it a little bit more. That just means you have lots of great things coming your way. Now, one of the best things, and I do want to share it right off the bat, one of the things that is such a, oh, there's relief in sight coming. This solar eclipse is really finalizing all these eclipses we've had the whole year. That energy intensifies. It's very strong when that energy comes in with eclipses, and it has been the year of shift, change, transformation. It's an 11 year. There we go again. It's finalizing. And by the end of the month, so these first 2 weeks have been, okay, it's digging into, I call it the bowels of the soul, like just totally digging deep, like where is this coming from? All this stuff that if there's anything in there, it's pulling it up to show it to you. Some of it you may not like, and we did talk about that a couple of weeks ago, but it's coming, it's bringing it up for it to be healed. And Michael is fantastic for supporting you in something like that. When you feel like the toxic energies or the lower negative feelings and emotions are overwhelming you, ask them to help you out, you know? And it's not that they do everything for you. They walk this path with you, and they help you find ways to heal and lift it, and it moves off, which I absolutely love that. That's a beautiful thing. Now, why is this so important? Because the more you release that's lower frequency, the easier it will be for you to align with higher vibrational frequency for living in a fifth dimension world. That's what we're doing right now. We're learning how to live in a higher vibrational frequency. Yep. You have to. How are you going to learn it if you don't go, oh, wait? You know, and it's a tendency, it's normal. I mean, it's very normal to, you want to keep everything you have, and but you want that too. Some of it is, I can't go there till I let that go. I know. These are those chains that bind. That's what holds you back. And because it's lower, it can't go higher. So it's kind of, you know, it's lightening your load. What would give you a sigh of relief? What would bring peace? So he's saying, you know, we're learning how to live a healthier lifestyle in mind, body, and soul. The physical, the mental thoughts, beliefs, the perspectives that we choose to focus on. Do you choose the worst case scenario or, wait, there's something I can learn from this and move on? Okay. And your soul, why am I here to begin with? I know, isn't that what everybody's thinking? It's not always job related. It's about the lessons and the soul growth. Honestly, it's never job related, but a lot of times when we align with that, we make it our job. We make it our life purpose. It's not, oh, what is it? What is it? I need to figure it out. It's you grow and you will raise your frequency in your soul and everything will just fall into place. So I wanted to make sure you knew that. Now we have, looks like we have a caller. Let's go ahead and bring the caller on.
All right. We have Karen from Toronto. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for taking my call. I felt very compelled to call in, Jen.
Oh, beautiful. Well, welcome to the show. So what would you like to share? Or do you have a question?
Yes. Well, it's funny. I just wanted to share something really beautiful. About 5 years ago, I had first heard about Archangel Michael, and I just was walking early one morning in a very, probably about 6 a.m. in the morning, and I had heard you could ask for his assistance. So I had asked, and it was kind of misty out, and it was dark, and I heard that if I asked emphatically that he would answer. So I went, Archangel Michael, if this is so, please show yourself now. And out of nowhere, this bolt of lightning came out of the sky about 100 feet in front of me and exploded about 5 feet above the ground. And all I did was jump and run because I thought, why am I walking, you know, amongst all these 100-year-old trees at 6 in the morning when it's raining? And then it dawned on me as I was running that there was no lightning before and nothing after. And it just sent chills.
And it stayed with you. It resonated with you, right?
It did. And I thought, what a pattern. I ask, I receive, I doubt, and question. And I find that is seen, it just came to me, that is very much a pattern. And I'm wondering if there's any messages about that from him for me.
Oh, you asked, you shall receive. How about that? Because he really did come into our... Yeah, they have a sense of humor with me. They really do. And it's kind of like they'll pop me on the back. They go, yeah, we got an answer. And I'm like, okay. I love how they are with me like that, because it keeps my frequency up to stay with the connection, because laughter raises your frequency. But what he's saying is, you said you ask, you receive, and then you doubt and question. That last third part, you're looking to receive, you're looking to take step 3 and 4, replace it with just one step, that is thank you. And you may not feel it at the beginning, but when you experience ask, receive, have gratitude, say thank you, that it has already been resolved, and thank you. And when you first start doing it, you feel like you're just kidding yourself. It's the intention that you want to shift that last to doubt and question. That's the ego popping in, saying, that's the ego going, wait a minute, we don't know this. This is different. It just runs programs. The ego just runs old programs, and it has to be replaced with a new one, like an upgrade on a computer, for it to expand its awareness and go, oh, okay, I get it now. It won't when it's new. So you just go, okay, I hear you. This is how it works and how I've done it. And it does work. So I go, okay, that was a bit of a surprise. And it actually happened to us last week here. And I do this and I'll explain. But I go, you know what? I do accept this. I do receive this. And then you go about your day and you just forget about it. You do whatever you need to do to get your mind off overanalyzing, because that's coming from the old programming. Our soul, and say, you know what? My higher self wants to connect and resonate with this beautiful angel that answered me. And I want to have gratitude for that and just say thank you and go about your day, and then let the synchronicities begin to fall in. So that the one thing that I do want to let everybody know, we're not throwing logic out the window. It's natural for you to analyze and question, because it's happened to me before too. I mean, it does. I am the most analytical, spiritual, connected person I know, because I always want to make sure I'm not just, I make sure I'm grounded and it's a real deal. And you can always ask for another validation. You can always ask for that. So I wanted to remind you of that as well, Karen, because it's a beautiful thing when an angel comes to see you, and you'll never forget it. I have incidences where I will just never forget that experience I've had. And there's something to cherish and appreciate as a gift. So don't be hard on yourself about the doubt and the questioning. Just go, you know what? That's just a normal part of me learning something new. And then just have the intention that you want to shift it. And that's what he's saying for you. And he goes, don't worry. I'll give you plenty of validation. And they don't push. They don't push. They don't push if it's going to frighten you. That's one thing. People go, how do I know who I'm talking to? They're never going to frighten you if you're not ready for that yet. Because let me tell you, one time, it is beautiful. It's very beautiful. And a lot of times these are solo events. You know, it's like you just felt it, not but anybody else. Last week, though, I was with somebody else. We're looking down the road, and we keep seeing these flashing orbs. And there was like 7 or 8 of them floating around coming up the road. I said, what was that? And I've seen flashes that are angels or other energies. And then I didn't see it. And then the next thing I know, this other person, that my friend, said, "What was that?" I went, "Did you see that too?" Then we're both standing there and we're seeing these flashes. It was incredible. There was no rhyme or reason to it, except I knew in my heart, oh my gosh, we're seeing beyond. We're at a higher frequency. It's beautiful. So I wanted to share that with you, because even me, I'll go, "What was that?" And I double check and I process, but I ground first. And then I go, "Wait a minute, let me ground into this. Let me keep the connection and see what happens. If it doesn't feel right, then you can cut that connection off immediately. I want you to know that." But anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you, because it's really a beautiful thing. And I wanted to thank you for calling in. That's a great question for everyone working on their connections.
That was beautiful, Jen. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
I just wanted to mention to you, it was interesting that morning. I was working for a client, and when I went to see her, I said, "I have to tell you what happened to me this morning." And she goes, "No, let me tell you what happened to me." She goes, "I'm running." And she was a concession over at the same time. She goes, "I'm running, and out of nowhere comes this bolt of lightning, and it went down on the next concession." And I went, "Oh, that was only Michael. That was me." And we laughed about it. And inside, as soon as I realized, I went, "Oh, you know, I should have stayed and talked." But it was that, you know, jumping in the air and running out of fear. Like, what am I doing?
Well, keep in mind that there's really nothing wrong that you wanted to get out from under the trees with lightning, because Michael is a protector too. He's the one that oversees all our guardian angels. And let me tell you, he'll light the fire under you to get out of harm's way, if you ask. He's done it to me. He's done it to me. I mean, I've actually felt a push out of the way. And so just know that just because you left, that doesn't mean you weren't, that wasn't like, don't just stay in with lightning. No. Now that's kind of like, don't do that. But, you know, it is still like a beautiful experience. Go, okay. And then to hear it again from somebody else, that's another validation of the same story. You know, that's interesting. So absolutely. Yeah. So I wanted to thank you. We have to take a break again here, but I wanted to thank you for calling in. What a beautiful story and a beautiful one to share with the listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Karen. Okay, guys, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to keep going. We have lots of things going on, and this is a celebration. This is a positive lift that you are not alone while we go through this stuff here in August, okay? We got a lot going on, energy, healing, releasing, emotions, you name it. Archangel Michael is here, and he is here to support you. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change, and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. there's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
And welcome back to the show, guys. All right, we got lots to share. First, I want to say and acknowledge hello and thanks for joining us. Over on YouTube chat, we have Candace. Good morning to Candace. We have Karen has a quote. Oh, she's sharing. She's saying, I've seen the angels. I've heard them three times. I want to strengthen my relationship with them. That intention is the first step, absolutely, because they are asked. They are, ask me, we are there to help you. And I'm planning to do a lot. I've been getting a lot of requests on that. And so I've been planning to do a lot to work with that, about that connection. It's one of my favorite topics anyway. So just hang in there. It's all working itself out. Now, over on Facebook, I want to say hello over there as well to Charlene. She says hi. And to Julia, she's like, yay, I'm glad I made it. Hello to you too. Beautiful. We're welcome to everyone that's showing up here. So I want to go over to the email bag. Okay. This one is from Megan. She writes, as of this month, I'm at a beautiful crossroads job-wise to choose a path where I can be my authentic self, financially abundant, and really share my gifts with the world. While I feel empowered and feel that August will be the month I gain clarity and momentum, I'm also aware of old limiting beliefs surfacing in my awareness, like, who are you to be successful? Ooh, yeah. I know we can relate to what she's saying. A lot of us can. You've never followed through in the past, is what she's hearing the self-saboteur say, I guess. I am acknowledging these fears and releasing them because I trust the universe has an awesome plan for me, and I am ready to get to work and stay focused. Awesome. Do the angels have any advice on how to stay strong and positive when old fears are surfacing, as well as any career advice moving forward? Thank you so very much, Dr. Jen and Archangels. Grateful for your love and guidance with these shows. Megan from Vegas. All right. She wants to know, is there any advice to stay strong? And I'm asking right now, absolutely, absolutely. The biggest thing when the fears come up, that is a Michael, that's a go-to Archangel Michael thing. And because he's the one that can pull and ease the fears. The fears always feel like a huge mountain of, oh, and, you know, like afraid to try. And basically he's saying it's a fear of trying and failing is what I'm hearing. Okay. Don't be afraid to try and try again if you need to. Don't be afraid to try again, because sometimes we learn as we try. We learn, oh, I could have done that better. Okay, let me go back to the drawing board. It's okay to do that. But sometimes when we have a perfectionism in there that wants to just hide in the corner and kind of sneak up on us, and I have to watch that too, because I like things to go well. I like to put things 150%. I've really had to let go of some of that. And then the new experiences are allowed to flow through, and we see the other options. One of the things he's saying is don't hesitate to try. Don't hesitate to try. Take one step at a time if you need to. Don't have to overburden yourself. And the last thing he's saying to you, Megan, and to anybody that resonates with this message, love what it is you want to do. If there's any part of it that you dread, you need to reevaluate that before taking a step forward. Ooh, that was good. That was good. I like that message. Look for what is it that you dread, but not the fear of failing, not that part, the actual work. You have to look into what's involved to have this, you know, what's involved for me to do all these things and play it out. You know, that's what he's saying. But absolutely, this is the time for us to wrap up the loose ends of all the fears, get rid of them. And when you feel them conjure up and you get overwhelmed with them, and when I do this, I always just stop and I go, you know what? Can you just help me move this out of the way? I don't want to be afraid of this anymore. Help me to see something that will strengthen my courage to push through. And I will always receive something like that, or I'll get a validation somehow. So that's what he's saying with that. And that was a great message. I'm kind of going to go back and listen to that for myself when I feel some of that, because I really like that. Now, I have one more email that I will share. One more email. This one is from Marilyn. And Marilyn is usually in the YouTube chat with you guys, and she's been working. So, but she's writing and staying in touch, and she is just really dedicated to her spiritual growth. She is saying, "Dear Dr. Jen, good morning to all the viewers." She's saying hello to you guys. Isn't that cool? And to the crew members, our team here. Thank you. That's to you, Carter, too, by the way. And she's saying, "My questions are about, I see Penny's tail up." She's seeing the backside of the penny. That's the backside. That's what's behind you, what you may not actually see that's in front of you, okay? What is the meaning of it? That's what it is. It's the backside. Sometimes that's considered the shadow side. I don't feel that in this sense. The pennies are, you know, sometimes when they're tail up, it's like it's the other side of the coin. It's the other side of another perspective. It's the back. You know, our chakras have a front and a back too. And this is more of what is it you're not seeing that may be behind you, but it's not right in front of you? That's what I'm picking up very strongly for that particular message. She said the week you were off, she's talking about last week when we couldn't get anything to work. Let's see. The week you were off, I don't understand the question. The week you were off, none stopped. They didn't stop showing up. This week, she says, black feathers in a dream. Black feathers. And she's got some stuff with flying airplanes and all kinds of stuff. I want to mention that black in a feather color, for me, because I get feather colors all the time and I see them all the time. That's grounding. We were talking about that earlier. We can get a little floaty when we're trying to work on spirituality to where we forget to keep our feet firmly planted and grounded and focused and present. She's dreaming about flying airplanes. What is that? That is your mode of transportation. It's a really fast mode of transportation. Might be going a little fast. It feels like it's a grounding situation for you. Like you're going fast. You can go fast, but you got to stay grounded. And if it's going too fast and you're not grounded, there you go. Watch the backside. You see, that's all tying together. She even saw a UFO. That means you're just so ready for your future. What is a UFO? A lot of times, and I'm just sharing what I'm picking up for these messages and dreams and visions and stuff, because really you're the one that can decipher what that symbol means for you, but I'm picking up, you know, what's in my future. Don't go so fast that you're tripping over yourself and missing little details. That's the backside of the penny. Wow, this one's just loaded. And so she just wanted to understand those dreams. And she's saying, thank you. And I missed you. We missed you too. And I appreciate that. Okay. So here, that's an interesting one. She's got a lot of activity going on, and that can happen too in this month with all this energy going on. You can have a lot of activity with dreams, insights, having things you're seeing that you're not used to seeing or hearing or feeling. The emotions are coming up a lot for some of you. I know that. Also, you can feel super happy, all of a sudden not so happy. I'm not talking about medical conditions that need to have care, but I'm saying if this is just different for you, look at, okay, if something is truly coming up that's a fear, this is Michael saying again, this whole show, it's always what they tell me to tell you, by the way, but it's, if this fear is coming up and it's just kind of locking you down or in an anxiety or overwhelm, just stop right where you are, put those feet on the ground, get grounded, get focused, be present, and ask him to help and release that off, because he absolutely will. In fact, let's do it right now. Whatever you guys, let's do this, okay? And if you can't listen to this part because it's meditative, you can listen later on the archive. I know some people are in a car driving around, but listen. The frustration of what's buried underneath is coming up. You don't want to stuff it back down. So right now, let's do that for a couple of minutes, okay? Let's do this with Michael. If you took a moment, remember the very beginning of the show, break the chains that bind. What's the first thought that comes to your mind? That's what we're asking help with. You've got that in mind. That's your question. Help me break these chains. You're going to break them, okay? You're going to break them, but he is going to assist and help you feel strong and have courage to do that, because he can help take some of that extra overflow of negative energy that's just, and he can protect you while you're in a state of clearing. Michael is who I always call on to shield, protect me from negative attacks, negative anything that wants to try to dissuade me, derail me, pull me down, conjure fear. I ask for that. I always ask, please shield me. Then after you have the shielding, take some deep breaths. Just deep breaths and close your eyes. Feel safe. Just feel safe. Feel and acknowledge your awareness of your entire body, all the way down to your feet. Absolutely feel that. And take another deep breath, nice and slow. This helps relax you into this and opens up. And if you were to visualize that you did not have these chains anymore binding you, holding you back, I visualize it this way, and this was a very powerful healing I did one time, and I've used it ever since. So think about if you had chains, ropes, anything, just binding your feet and you can't move. Close your eyes. And Michael carries a sword that cuts the toxic cords, the energetic cords. He'll hand that sword to you. You can use that sword. He's done that with me. And you're going to cut right through those cords, those chains. You just visualize that you're cutting them off you. You are freeing yourself because they represent the energy that's holding you back. So you have this in your mind and you know that you need to cut this. You doing the work is going to empower you like you've never known. The angels support us empowering ourselves. That's huge. Now, on very big situations, and I've had to do this too. You just stay with that as long as you can. If you have to start all over and repeat, wait, I got distracted again. Let me try and cut it again. Keep restarting. I've had to do that too because it's like fighting me. You know, it's a very stubborn energy that I can't shake off. You want to be more tenacious than the energy is, because guess what? It's just an energy. Love is an energy too. Fear, love, they don't get along so well. Fear is way more stronger than any kind of fear. Love is stronger than fear. So please know that. And the sword represents the love, the divinity, the power that we all can connect to that will just wipe it out. It will just wipe it right out. I did this one time with something really big that I was going through. I did it 3 or 4 days in a row. And each time I stopped to do this meditation to cut this away from me, it was less and less and less. It was a lot the first time. The next time I said, well, I'm going to just keep doing this. And then it was less. And I did it until I didn't see any more there. And let me tell you what, you will feel the difference. You will know. And guess what? If you have to repeat it, you repeat it. Because sometimes we have to do that at the beginning till we know we don't have to doubt that. So I want you guys to know you have help with this tough stuff, okay? Breathing slowly through that, just cutting that away, and then thank Michael. Thank you for helping me and offering me your incredible, powerful sword with that love energy to wipe this fear out. Absolutely. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorites when something's really challenging. So I'm sharing that with you. Now, some of the energy before we close, I'm going to run out of time, of course. Some of this energy could feel impulsive during, you know, the month. It's going to be very important because of all the retrogrades. The retrogrades slow you down to review things. So I like to look at it as I'm outside the window looking in with retrogrades so I can kind of view this whole thing and review how I've behaved in the past. Remember that Christmas Carol movie where he's like past, present, future with it. But if you're outside the window and you're looking in at your life and you're watching this past, present, future simultaneously, like, how did I respond before? How am I responding now? What could I change and do better? I'm already improving in some areas. Some areas I could do a little bit better, you know, because as you do that, you're creating a future with completely different, cause and effect, which is the way the energy works. And when the fear comes up, we have options. You always have a choice. You have options with, I can do this. Now, the lion's gate that came in yesterday, we still feel that a little bit. The solar eclipse is strong, bringing the new opportunities that are going to roll it in and close out so we can actually get started on something new. But that lion's gate, that's bringing in your awareness, and it's a little easier right now to feel and see things from a higher frequency perspective. Taking time to really acknowledge that right now will be huge for you, because the clarities are going to come through. And when you doubt, don't be difficult on yourself. Remember, you're not who you were back whenever, whatever. You're who you are today, and today is where you can change what needs to go away, what you want to keep. And I hope this has been helpful to you, encouraging to you. Remember, you may see a lot of other people that are going through some tough things. We have compassion and love for them, but do not get derailed from your own healing and what you need to do. It's important that we all remember that we have to make sure that we are doing that, because you can only give what you have inside you. So don't make helping somebody else an avoidance of what you need to do yourself. That's a really big deal. It's easy to do that. Sometimes you have to just remember, oh, wait, no, I need to do this. I need to take care of me first. And then you will move forward and be a much brighter light out in the world. So please look forward to the rest of the month being finalizing, finishing it up, and then moving on, guys, because it's a really good month to just be done with this old stuff and start building the new. The end of the month, remember, that's what you'll feel. Michael, I want to say thank you to. Raziel was quiet, but Raziel is here as well, because Raziel is the magic of creating something new. So thank you, Raziel. And with that, we are out of time. I've got to say goodbye. Much love, and thank you for watching today and joining in. Thank you to all the people that have shared their stories and called in or joined us in the chats. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.